Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Is it a guy or is it a squirrel? Man or squirrel?
Man or squirrel?
A guy in Oklahoma City thought squirrels had gotten up into his attic, so he went to check it out and found the guy up there.
Hey,
He said, have you seen that island? There's all kinds of germs on it.
Infectious island.
I'm hiding up here.
Just stay away. Just stay away. Mr. Squirrel, stay away from me, lad.
Well, that's a song. So he went to check it out, found the guy up there. Apparently, he had been up there at least one night. Oops. Maybe longer.
Don't.
The homeowner called 911 while holding the guy at gunpoint.
Gunpoint.
I think
squirrels.
That's completely reasonable.
Yes, it is.
Sure.
I'd have shot the
Who
bastard.
Are you? Why are you in my house?
I'd be like, right. Bang, freeze.
Stop. Right. Stop moving around.
Right. Bang, 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 bang.
Ow, 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 ow.
Stop or I'll shoot.
Stop or bang. Shoot. Sorry. Did I get you? Sorry.
Is this the 911 call?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Oklahoma City 911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, I've got a man, a stranger in my house, came into the attic, camped out overnight. I need somebody here immediately. I have a gun on him right now. Grab your bag. We're going down the stairs.
Have you put the gun down?
No, I'm walking him down the stairway. Turn left here.
Guys,
got
wow.
Him.
He's like an armed GPS.
Got
this guy's multitasking.
Right. 50
He's got
feet.
A gun
right.
in one hand pointed right. at a guy.
Exactly. And
phone
giving directions.
Up to his ear, giving him directions.
Right.
Take a left.
Stay away from the island. Don't go near the island.
Don't touch anything.
Right. Don't right. touch anything. Where have your shoes been? Take those shoes off. You get in my house.
Oh, Jesus.
I'd like to just have that guy follow the other guy for like a day and yeah. then just record everything.
Right.
Cover your damn mouth when you cough, will you?
Christ's sake. It's coronavirus season.
I want to know more about this guy. Why was he in the guy's attic?
I like that he told the 911 operator, no. Right. Put the yeah. gun down.
No.
Absolutely not.
It's Oklahoma. You don't put the guns down at all, damn it.
Right. You come here and put the gun down.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's your yeah. job. That's yeah. why I'm calling
right.
you.
Right. Take right. your ass over here and get this guy.
Yeah. When you send someone over
right.
and they're holding the gun, I'll put my gun down.
Then I put right. the gun away. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Well, they did it.
Yes, they did.
They climbed Mount Kilimanjaro.
They did it.
Yay.
Lieutenant David Hartman, Wilton Police Department, and Lieutenant Tim Gavallo with the Watertown Police Department in studio. Is it Valo? Vallis.
Gavallis. Cops. Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, congratulations.
There you go, see?
Thank you very much.
Nice.
Thank you.
Holy crap.
Well done.
Very exciting.
Was there any point during the trip you thought, maybe not going to make it?
What the hell did I do?
Not that I wasn't going to make it, just did I want to keep going.
Yeah, yeah. right. Let's yeah. end this trip.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's do this.
Yeah. What part of the trip?
The last day, I would say.
Oh, really?
So, you know, the last day we'd hike
the
up.
The last
to,
day you're on your way down?
Well, no, I'm sorry. The last day on the way up.
Last right. day before you reach the summit.
Correct.
I'd have been 5 feet on the way up.
Yeah.
We were at.
How many days is that in at that point?
I think that's starting the fifth day.
It's yeah, day five.
Yeah. Day five.
Yeah, that's
the toughest day.
Yep.
You know, you start. They're waking you up at 10:30 at night, 10:45 at night, and you have to start hiking at 11:30 at night. And
then why is that?
Because you want to get to the summit at sunrise.
Gotcha. Oh. That's the whole point. Summit yeah. at sunrise.
Got it.
There's a cocktail hour and everything. Mimosas is
so,
great.
So you can imagine.
Seems like a lot could go wrong in the middle of the night when you're hiking up a mountain in day five.
Yeah, like
in Africa.
Off
it.
Stay
Are
close.
You guys all tied together?
No.
No. If one goes off the side, I don't want to go with him.
Yeah, like barrel
of monkeys. All right, dumbass, you're on your own.
They're like barrel of monkeys.
Bye.
Down they go.
Yeah, is it lit, or what can you see, or how scary was that?
It wasn't very scary. We were in a close group, but we all had headlamps on.
Right.
And the guides were actually walking up the mountain on the sides of us to sort of make sure we're all sort of corralled.
How nice. Wide is that path?
It's as wide as you want it to be, I guess. It's just sort of, they find the easiest way up, and they just sort of walk you.
What do you mean it's as wide as you want it to
well,
be?
Well, the path we're on is pretty well walked on.
Okay.
So it's
nice and flat.
A little bit more flatter as could be.
So right. I'm and picturing this little goat path on the side of a mountain. Man. So it's not that, or it is that, or...
Well, this section of the mountain, you're going up an area where there's a lot of loose stones and gravel and stuff. And so they
don't like loose stones.
Yeah, no.
I don't like gravel.
Roll away.
Right, exactly. Wow. Makes you lose your footing and fall.
That keeps you alert, right? Right.
Yeah, it does.
Did you have anyone in the group that was like, oh, geez, if we didn't bring this guy...
Right.
We'd be moving on fast.
I said if they didn't bring me, they'd be moving on faster.
Oh, so you were that guy.
I told you I was that guy last time we were on together.
You were the anchor.
You did.
He's support.
You predicted that, so that's good.
He's backup. He's waving backup over there.
Did you have any injuries?
No injuries, but we definitely had some exciting times. I will say that when I got to the top, I was absolutely drained.
Right.
And it took me a little bit longer to get to the summit than everyone else.
Right.
Probably
really?
About another 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. Did you miss the sunrise?
No, I was up there for the sunrise.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we had one of the other people got pretty bad altitude sickness, so they made it to the summit. They got off the peak, and then they were put on a stretcher, and the porters carried them down.
Ugh. Oh, that sucks.
Oh,
man.
Okay, that's drama.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And then,
smart, too.
So your group, so you're coming up 30 minutes later, so they left you behind.
Well, we spread out at that point.
Right.
Because some people were moving a little slower. There were
nine
people that went ahead.
Spread out. I like how they use the spread out.
Right. It's called fanning out.
It's like, okay, see ya.
It's a police term, fanning out.
All right, Dave. See ya.
We'll be up there.
I'm going to spread out over here.
Yeah, I'm going to spread back out.
Spread out. It's like, we're going to keep going, and we're going to leave you behind.
And we're covering the whole mountain from different angles.
Right. That's good.
Now, when you're coming by yourself, was there another Sherpa with you, or are you just by yourself?
No, I had one of the guides with me.
Okay.
There was always a guide with
everyone. So one stays with
you. You could have gotten lost.
That's a good point. How many guys did you have with you, your Sherpas or whatever?
Well, it took 46 staff members to get us up. There was... a head guide, 5 assistant guides. There was a chef, saw the porters. 46 for our group of 12.
Get a chef?
These guys are amazing.
What kind of quiz?
I'm telling you, we brought the party with us.
Yeah, I like some crack cramp.
They could have carried you all up.
Yeah, they could have.
They could have.
I would have piggyback style next year.
That
Come
doesn't
on,
sound as cool. Like
you had a chef?
It took 46 guys to get these 12 up the mountain.
A production crew and a film crew.
That's good.
Wow, nice.
That's good.
And there was a band that played the music on the way up.
No, I'm kidding.
Cop group needs a band.
Exactly. They're waiting for bad boys.
Did they take requests?
That's right. They got a band. They got a team of chefs.
They hired Inner Circle to play bad boys. What are you
going to do? You know, the funny thing was they did sing to us on the way up the mountain.
Right.
They did.
Motivate you to go.
Oh, really? What do you sing? Hurry up.
No, you don't want to hear me try.
Right.
I think I do.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so they spread. So they leave one guy to walk in the way back with you.
Right.
Right? And then another guy. So was this a guy or one of the girls that got the altitude sickness?
There was one of the guys who got the altitude. That's actually one of the guys and one of the girls got altitude.
Well,
sickness.
So one of each.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, we like to spread it around.
There you go, see?
What is that sickness? What happens to you? Well, vomiting?
You get a headache, stomach ache.
Right.
And the two of them, well, not Dave, but the other two, they were vomiting.
Right.
So stomach ache, does that mean, is that polite for diarrhea?
You get some diarrhea in a mountain.
Yeah, right.
This is the worst.
That's when the chef makes something else. I'm going to make some more rice this time.
That's tough.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you know what's tough?
Yep.
Is the squat toilets.
The squat toilets.
What's that?
Oh, you just kind of squat and you aim for the hole, right?
So you hike all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to get up there. You sign in at the registration. You take your pictures. You get to your little hut where you're going to sleep. You get your sleeping bag out, and then it hits you. Oh, man. Got to go to the bathroom. So you go in there. You open the door, and you're looking down.
There's a hole.
Somebody shrunk the toilet. It's even with the floor.
Yeah.
And now you got to figure out, how am I going to do this?
Aim is everything.
Wait, you got to go. Okay. Yeah.
It's a hole in the floor.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Here's what
you know what AJ
everything.
Would do? He would just put his ass right on the hole.
I would. I'm not going to take a chance. I'm not cleaning the rim.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think there is a rim.
Every hole has a rim on it.
Ah, so did anyone miss or everyone was successful?
I don't know. It wasn't a discussion that we had.
The chef was like, I'm going to puke, okay?
Give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Right.
Hey, don't go in there.
Yeah, kill him on bathroom. Damn it.
That's
the hell
tough.
You doing
it's
here?
Brutal. Yeah. And think about what you guys and girls did. Like, how much money did you raise?
We raised $159,500.
Oh, beautiful. See that? That's what the squatty potty is right there. Yes.
Yeah. It was special. It's amazing. Olympics. Special Olympics. And the fact that they believed in us and went with this idea, the fact that the community came out and supported us, donated the money and, for the Special
That's
Olympics.
Big. It's all good.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yep.
Is it the highest mountain in the world?
No.
No?
It's
no.
It's in the ballpark, though, right?
It's very high.
It's the highest one from base camp to summit.
Okay. But it counts
but it's
to
not
me.
The highest.
I think so, yeah.
I had a car to climb out Washington once, yeah.
All right, these two guys, along with an entire team for Connecticut Special Olympics, climbed and made it to the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yes.
They've been back for less than 48 hours. They're going to work today.
Nah, look at that. Ooh. See that?
That's nuts.
Right.
Any lingering effects?
Tired.
Right. Yeah. Tired.
Yeah. I slept from 5 o'clock last night until this morning when I got up to come here.
When you guys came to the building, did you use the stairs or the elevator? I'm just curious.
Training's over.
We don't have any guides up the stairs or lights.
So, stretcher person who had to be carried down by stretcher because of altitude sickness, they have to be carried all the way down?
They got carried down to 12,200 feet from about 19,000 feet.
Then they just dropped them after that point.
Yep. Wow.
Let me tell you something. These porters are incredible because the guy that was with us, when he noticed the altitude sickness, he got on his two-way radio. He called down to the camp, and he basically told the porters, I need porters up here.
Back up, back up.
Yeah.
Man down, man down.
You know what, something? What took us like 7 hours, 7.5 hours to hike up, they hiked up in about an hour and a half.
Wow.
Damn.
So they're used to it then.
Very much so.
All right. So they're not dealing. So you guys have to go. Like, even if you could run up that mountain, you wouldn't because you're not conditioned for the altitude.
Their thigh is like 4 feet thick, but yeah.
Is that why they got the altitude sickness? Because they climbed too quickly? They weren't used to it?
Now it's a chef's food.
No, not that.
No. I know. But the people that did get altitude sickness.
I don't know what actually
caused it. But they all climbed at the same rate of speed. So everyone has a different effect. It's like
it was a goulash.
It's like a spinny ride.
Right.
Some people are going to get sick and some people aren't.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Sounds like it's come back up. Goulash.
And then during the break, you were talking about the blue ball monkeys.
Hey. The monkeys are like only half sex part of the way.
You guys ran into blue ball monkeys?
No. Yeah, so after the hike, some of us stayed back and did a safari on our own dime. And there were some interesting animals there.
Like some blue ball monkeys?
The blue ball monkeys.
Right.
Did they actually have blue balls?
They did. They're bright, like robin egg blue.
Right. And they look really painful.
Robin egg blue.
They're like, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah. That's where the expression must have come
exactly.
from.
Exactly. We've all experienced blue ball monkey. Yes.
I have not, thank you.
Many times. Studio, and they're saying that. And saying, are their butts blue, too?
Right.
It's like, no, those are bad boobs.
Right.
I don't know.
That'd be the blue butt monkey.
Rafiki had a blue butt.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't look at it, other parts.
Did you guys hear of any stories of folks who, like, screwed up and lost their lives?
See any skeletons along the way?
Yeah. Just from you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, good.
You made sure to bring those points forward.
We'll just make sure you were safe.
So those guys didn't say, hey, you know, don't do this because the last guy who did that didn't work out good.
Right. No selfies by the edge.
You know, I think that one of the things they do is they mandate that you have guides going up this mountain. You can't just go onto the mountain and hike up it.
Right.
You have to have certified guides. And the whole reason is they don't want people getting injured or hurt.
Then they got to go up
If you have a reputable guide and a guide company, then hopefully you're going to be doing the things that are safe.
Is there like a video that they have you watch, like climbing Mount Kilimanjaro?
Yeah, but it was in some different language.
Because I went tandem parachute jumping, and they made me watch a video.
Right.
And then they show an ambulance out in the field.
Right.
And I'm like, there's not going to be any ambulance, okay? It's going to be a shovel.
It'd be
a
covenant corner, yeah.
If things go wrong, there's no ambulance. It's a shovel in a bag.
It's an excavator. It fell pretty deep down there.
Did they talk about, like, have they ever had to, take someone off the mountain with a helicopter? Is that possible?
There are helicopter pads there at a couple of the base camps.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's very expensive if you dispatch a helicopter.
We had insurance if that happened.
Okay.
Yeah
which covered a helicopter evacuation if needed. But they were not going to pick you up and drop you at the bottom of the mountain. They're picking you up and taking you over to Kenya because we're right by the Kenyan border.
Ah.
And they would go over to like Nairobi or something.
Can you do
that?
Sure. Hey.
So what else? Anything you want to talk about here?
You know what I thought was really cool
was
the people that we hiked up with, the porters, the dreams. We talked. The cool thing is when you're hiking over the mountain, you get to talk to the guides and sort of find out where they are in life and what they're doing, you know, because you're in a whole other country and there's different whole different culture and stuff like that. And it was really cool to get immersed in their culture.
Yeah.
To talk to them and find out sort of where their lives were going and what they were seeing in their future.
Is that the biggest industry in their village, like being a porter?
That is a huge industry.
Yeah, you don't want the despondent one, you know? Sounds like my life really sucks, damn it.
Yeah, right.
You know what? I want a different guy. Thank you.
Yeah, you don't want the one that's like, yeah, I'm sick of life. Exactly. I'm checking out of this.
Exactly right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, what was really cool is we had a female guide, assistant guide, named Farida. And she was the first female guide on all of Kilimanjaro.
Wow.
And she's like an inspiration to other females who were once porters to now become guides. So now there's two female guides in the mountain.
Yes.
So we thought it was really cool that
here's
this woman.
Cool.
Yes.
That's forging forward in a country where women's rights are not necessarily foremost in front. So here she is now a guide leading a group of law enforcement up the side of this mountain. And we're all staying friends with her.
See that? Mm-hmm.
Oh, very cool.
That's awesome.
And now the law enforcement, not everyone knew each other. Did Dave, did you know Tim before?
I did know Tim before. Okay. Tim and I
so you're Wilton, you're Watertown, you guys knew each other,
right?
But you met a lot of police, the people that you met in your group.
Yeah, I was really fortunate. I knew quite a few of the people going ahead of time. I actually called a few people when I found out about this and said, hey, this is something the Special Olympics is doing. We can raise money for a great cause and then go show our support by hiking Kilimanjaro. And I had a few other people sign on board when I made those phone calls.
Oh, that's good. Kind of picked the crew.
Exactly right.
You don't want like that one jerk.
Like shirts and skins, right?
Man, this would be a good time if it wasn't for that one jerk.
I don't want to take Stewie.
Right. What's great, too, is that you know some of us didn't know each other, but we formed this bond together that I think it's going to last a long time.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Of course.
Holy crap.
We climbed a mountain together.
Do you guys have campfires and stuff, sing-alongs?
Did you do any s'mores? You can't have fires up
no
there.
No s'mores?
Not on a mountain, but the first couple nights where we stayed at, we had campfires. Nice. And the last night when we got back.
Oh, wow. And then what was the first thing you did when you got back?
We drank.
A real toilet.
Drank.
A real toilet.
Right.
With a seat on
coffee.
It.
Real right. toilet. Drink coffee. Drank.
Right.
Shower. Now, can
Pizza.
You, after you come down from the mountain, can you drink right away or do you have to...
Yeah, they had some beers for us at the bottom.
Ah, that's good.
Right, that was right.
That's how they climbed to the top. They said there was a brewery on top.
I was like, let's go do cold this. Beer.
Right. Let's run.
It's a cold beer on top. Make right. it.
Well, the greatest part about my job is I get to meet guys like you and girls like you. Well, not girls like you, but I get to meet folks like you.
Right.
Yeah. See, now you're not going to hear the end of that.
No, you're not.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But people like you who do great work for the community, and this is really tremendous for Connecticut Special Olympics.
Right.
Thank you for what you do every day as a police officer.
Thank
more
you.
Than welcome.
But
thank
this
you.
Is an extra special credit.
Yeah, well, thank you for picking up the story. Like I said before, we really do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Lieutenant David Hartman, Wilton Police, and Lieutenant Tim Gavalos, Watertown. Like us?
Perfect.
All right, see that thumbs up.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Nice work. Kate and Shelton.
Okay, so I used to date this dude, and things were going good for a while until I went to meet his parents. I went and used their bathroom, and I noticed a butter knife, like, a little too close to, like, their toothbrushes and things, you know, things you use in the bathroom.
Okay.
Butter knife is weird, right?
It was apparently, like, it was dirty, you know? There was something, like, crusted on there.
Oh.
Yeah. So I asked him.
And they said, cut the crap.
What is the deal with this knife?
Right.
And apparently there's, like, a culture of people out there who keep a knife in their bathroom to break up their...
Don't.
Hmm.
Okay, you're in the running. We're getting off the phone right now.
Maybe that wasn't a Nutella.
Oh, my God.
This is funny. This is Manny's first time here.
Welcome to the family.
Just cutting the crap right off the bat.
You like Nutella?
Cut the crap.
I love Nutella.
Literally. Hey.
All right, thank you, Kate. That's a good one.
There you go, see?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, right. All right, she's in the running for Adam Sandler tickets.
All right, grandma's a little constipated with a knife.
Wow, that's...
Oh, my God. And it wasn't even clean.
Right.
Yeah, at least wipe it.
At least wipe it
when
down.
You're done.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's near the toothbrushes.
Exactly. There's fecal matter.
Right. That's not a good song.
All right. We don't want to encourage more gross calls.
No,
but,
please.
But let's mix it up a little bit.
That was funny.
Could be weird without being gross.
Exactly. Right.
Brian on the road.
Hey, good morning, Chaz, AJ, and everybody there.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, I do HVAC work, and year, 2 years back, I don't want to mention the town I live in because of the house, but a friend of mine, he said his daughter bought a house foreclosure in town and wanted me to take a look at the furnace. There was an issue with it. So I go over there with him, and we go downstairs, and it's set up like a dungeon.
Uh-oh.
You know, like nicely walls, everything. With you see where chains were hanging, and I go to the guy, what's going on down here? He said, well, the house was an S&M lady lived here and was, oh, wow. You know, having people over to clients nice. In the basement.
Right.
And he said,
nice.
To this day, he said, there's still people driving here in the road at night and honking the horn and ringing a bell and asking for the lady. You know, it's just like a year text. Or two after.
Yep.
But yep. I went online and actually, you know what? Online, you can see the house and I saw the dungeon with guys here with a ball in his mouth. You know, it wasn't.
Right. So don't touch anything.
Webpage.
Don't touch anything.
No, I didn't. I was, you know, when he said that, I was tiptoeing around.
Yeah. They kind of liked it.
That was the craziest thing. I don't want to mention the town because, you know, you probably could still. I don't want to jeopardize whoever's living in that house. Right now.
Manny, where is it? No.
I think it's next door to me.
Okay, cool. Your neighbor's on the phone, Manny.
Yeah, right. Wow. What's up, dude?
Wow. Well, luckily there wasn't anyone tied up down there.
A little help over here. Exactly.
Well, it looked like somebody could be.
Wow. I'm sure they were.
Imagine living in that house and like someone. Hello.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking for Madam. Madam.
Right.
I don't know any Madam. Madam.
Take the ball gag out of your mouth. Or they just
leave a. Yeah, they leave a guy. There's a guy in a fetal position wearing nothing but a ball gag and
just zippers everywhere.
Exactly right. All covered in baby oil.
You're in the running for the tickets. That's a good one.
Oh,
that'll
man.
Stand out.
I'm picturing that scene from Monty Python and the Holy Grail when they're doing the Knights of the Round Table, and then there's a guy just chained to the wall like.
Right, clapping.
Just like, yeah!
Same thing, yeah.
Right.
Phil in Durham.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man.
What's up?
Good, good. Hey, I got one for AJ.
Okay.
All right. You recognize this name, Luigi Canetti?
No.
Ferrari USA importer for North America?
Yeah.
Okay, so I did work in his house in Westport years ago. He had a mid-60s Formula One car. In his living room that I had to move back and forth while I was finishing the floors.
See?
What do you mean, see?
That's
see
a man
what?
Cave.
What does that mean?
That's a man cave. That's, when you're a Ferrari person, you have like an Indy car as your like coffee table. Well, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was just kind of neat to have to deal with a historic car in the middle of the living room.
Right, exactly.
How big was that living room?
It was pretty big.
Right.
Okay. Because if you put it in my living room, you could really just, you're just standing around the car.
Exactly yeah, right.
The
as
car
most guys will.
The living room.
Yeah.
I don't think it would fit my living room.
Living room alone was, living room was probably 800 square feet.
Right.
Wow.
Cool. When they fired up.
It's what? Was it in the middle of the,
yeah,
just
right.
in the middle of the room?
Yeah. Yeah. I had to move television? It around all the time. Had move it back and forth to work on the floors.
No. Was there an engine in it?
Oh, yeah, it was a complete car.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get your feet off my car. You're watching TV.
And was there a way to drive it in and out of the living room?
Yeah, one of the walls slid open into the humongous garage.
There you wow. go. That's cool.
Insane.
Oh, so he could put, like, what car should we put in the living room for this party?
Yeah,
what goes well with beef?
Yeah.
It's a good Christmas car.
Yes.
I think a red car.
Right.
Huh? Bring the Ferrari in right. for this party.
Let's go to Daytona on this one. Right. Yes.
Oh, we're doing fish. Yeah. But the white Lambo. Bring
exactly.
the white Lambo.
Bring the
in,
red please. Car in. Bring the red car in. We're having meat.
Wow. Yep.
Nice.
That dude had some friggin' bread.
I would say yes.
What well, town was the house
the old
in?
Ferrari. Westport.
That makes nice. Sense.
Oh. Yeah, he doesn't live there anymore, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Holy smokes.
I put a Hot Wheel in my living room once, and my mom yelled at me.
Yeah, right.
Get off the table.
Yeah.
Get off the table.
Yeah. All right. Thank you,
AJ,
man. You're
try
in the running.
To see your scat pack in the living room.
Yeah. By accident, probably.
Yeah. If AJ does that, that means he had a night.
Didn't hit the brakes.
Right. Got to hit the brakes.
Had to launch it.
All right, Phil. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. So we went from a butter knife with poop on it to oh in the bathroom God. Near a toothbrushes to
right.
a Ferrari in the living room. This is good. I like the.
So far, so good.
We're all over the place.
Yes, yeah, I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
Very diverse.
Alan in East Lyme.
Yeah. I went over to someone's home to fix their telephone, and they had like four or five cockatoos, birds flying them freely through the house. Just no cages or anything. They're just crapping all over the place. And I thought it was odd because she was a Democratic, I think, a state assembly person or something, you know, like to represent the people. And I thought, who is she representing?
Exactly.
Just a whack job letting birds crap all over everything.
It's like her house is a giant bird cage and she's living in it.
Yeah, that's being covered in coffee.
So unsanitary.
And hoarders, just hoarders, stuff everywhere.
Oh, didn't someone call this person in before?
I don't recall.
I think so.
Yeah.
They wouldn't say her name, but they called her in.
Right.
Was there a big...
I can't think of her name either.
Was there a big poll for her to stand on?
Exactly, right.
I picture her...
right. There's lots of crackers and mirrors.
I picture her up there with a, you know, giant mirror, and she's on the pole, and she's pooping all over the place.
Exactly. The little swing. Yeah. Right.
She keeps repeating everything you say.
Gross. Yep.
Was there a butter knife that was used in the bathroom?
Her neighbor had that. As a neighbor.
Yeah, you throw her some bread and a little bowl of water.
She's happy as hell.
I love to think of her name. I just can't think of it.
Oh, man.
I'm going to say bird.
That's tough, you know?
Yep.
You should just go live out in the woods. It would be easier.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. At that point,
Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Heather in Plymouth.
I couldn't resist. I had to call in.
I'm glad.
My weirdest, craziest thing ever. I used to own a flower shop, and I had some customers call in and asked us if we filled balloons, if we had helium. And, of course, we did. So I'm like, yeah, sure, you know, bring the balloons down. That'd be great. No problem. And, well, they failed to mention that that when they brought them in, it was filled with their grandmother's cremains.
What?
Oh, they're going to have a grandma reveal? Yep, she's dead.
Yep. Did you say cremains?
Yeah, I think
cremains. Yeah,
that's what it's called.
Right. Inside the balloon,
cremated,
cremated remains. Yeah.
It was the worst children's party ever.
I know what it kind of meant, but I never heard that term.
Me
together.
Neither.
Cremains,
I've heard cremated remains, but I never heard cremains.
Yeah, they made it like more like PC. Cremains.
If I went over to someone's house and I said, "What's in the salad?" and they said cremains, I wouldn't even know.
Exactly.
Oh, this is delicious.
It's good.
Grandma's secret recipe.
Right. Oh.
I'd like some more cremains, please.
Did grandma have a hand in this?
Yes. Main, believe me. Yep.
So wow.
Their cremated grandmother was inside the balloon.
Oh, no.
It's granulated granny.
Granulated granny.
Yeah. There you go. See? Really is Mrs. Dash.
Well, not all of her.
No. Exactly.
It's
right?
Bits and pieces, anyway.
Yeah. Do you know which part they put in there?
I'm mortified.
Probably the festive parts.
Right. Exactly, right.
The festive parts.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because have you ever held someone like a cremated cremains? They're heavy.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They are. But my dad was cremated. Really? Like, wow, this is really heavy. Yeah.
It is heavy.
I never have.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, so they put a part of that. How many balloons was grandma in?
Dozen. I was pretty mortified. I was like, this is pretty unusual, you know, like, what if they pop or like,
right?
Well, that was the whole point. Unfortunately, it was a children's party, but
did they explain the plans? What was the plan? They were going to release them or
they're going to release the balloons, with their grandmother, release her,
What kind of balloons?
Like latex balloons.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm picturing those colored party balloons.
Yeah, she wore Playtex, but yeah.
Yeah, they must have had to put, they had to use like a funnel or something to get her in there. I don't know.
Right, a funnel.
Right.
Right.
Graham was high all the time, though, so yeah.
They were like Coke dealers trying to smuggle Coke.
Right.
And put them in the balloon and put it in the butt.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Look at that, see?
Yeah, I said, you guys didn't really mention this when you called, like.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
Yeah. Little unusual, little gross. Like, yeah, I got to say that was the only time anybody ever called and asked that.
Right.
Phil?
You ever, like, release a balloon and then wonder, who's going to find this when it finally comes back down?
Yeah. Of course.
Like, that's all I'm thinking of right now.
Yeah, where did Granny go? Somewhere that way.
Someone found Granny. It probably popped, right?
Above someone's house.
But you know which balloons don't? Those chrome.
Yes.
Whatever they're made of.
Yes. Yes. Mylar.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Don't stay in a tree for months, years even.
Oh, beyond years.
Yep.
I'm finding stuff on the Project House property that's like definitely over a decade.
Exactly
really?
Right.
Oh, and it stays together. And air stays in that.
Yep.
Helium stays in that.
Yep.
Unreal.
It's unreal. friggin' real.
Truth.
Like, legislators, you want to put a ban on something? That stuff.
Go with that one.
You want to help the environment? That stuff right there. Stop. Grandma, no problem. Right.
Well, there's six balloons. So her head's in New Hampshire and her right leg is in... Granny seeing the world.
Yeah, it's kind of like they quartered her.
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
She went all over.
Okay, well, Grandma.
Well, she liked to travel.
Right.
Yeah. Now, the funny thing is it blows up someone's house and rains granny all over you.
Well, I guess a whole new spin on free spirit, right?
There you go.
Right. Oh, that's a good one. All right, you're in the running for the Adam Sandler tickets. Thank you, Heather.
Awesome. Great. Right. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, we're asking you to call them weird things you saw in someone else's house.
Right.
That doesn't really fall into that. However, I don't care.
It's cool.
That was great.
That was different.
Well, it was in their house. They just brought it to her.
Right.
Right. That's true.
Right.
At one point, it was just grandma in balloons at the house.
That's right. At one point, it looked like a drug transaction.
Exactly.
There's a big pile of powder, and there's balloons and funnels and people cutting it up. And what, Phil?
I got an email from Dom in Long Island. He goes, it could have been way worse. They could have put grandma in a pinata.
True.
Right. Where the kids' faces see
that
this?
That would be hysterical.
Right. Surprise.
Grandma
at the
hated
party.
Parties. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
That's magic fairy dust.
It is. It's okay, honey. It's pixie dust.
Yeah.
It's pixie dust.
I thought it was going to be candy.
It doesn't taste good.
Yeah. I don't want magic pixie dust.
It tastes burnt.
By the way, happy birthday to Dom from Long Island.
That's right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, my brother.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, we asked Ashley to go on the internet and see what she could find.
Yeah, so BuzzFeed asked people the same question, and wrote in. And so all of these are stupendous. The first one on the page says, I was doing a part-time nursing job. I went to the house of an elderly man. When I went inside, I saw the man lying in a box, but it was disguised as a bed. I was told it was because the family knew he was going to die soon, so the box was his pre-coffin for
the undertaker
to take to the funeral parlor.
For his cremains later, yes.
The pre-coffin.
Right, pre-coffin. Coffin Jr.
If I'm alive at any stage, do not put me in a coffin.
No, it's pre-coffin.
Yeah, I don't think you need to practice getting in a coffin.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like he's not going to get it right.
So I test it out.
But isn't that the family's way of saying, I can't wait for you to be in a box and out of here. I can't wait for you to die, so just start getting in a box now. So at least I know the end is near.
Every now and then the kids close it.
Yeah.
Hey, what the? Hey.
Do you think there was balloons in it?
Yes. Right. With Granny, yes.
Granny's balloons.
Exactly, right.
What else?
Another one says, one of my exes collected her fingernail and toenail clippings in little glass bottles and displayed them over her bed.
Oh, like maracas.
Mira, maraca, okay. What happens if it falls on you and you're asleep and it gets
They're
in your
sharp,
eye?
Right. That could be a weapon.
Right.
Like, if someone's coming at you barefoot, you could just sprinkle it on the floor.
Like little baby boomerangs.
That seems weird. Why would you collect that?
Yeah.
I've heard of people collecting their baby teeth. Seems too insane serial
this
killer level.
This is weird.
Right, yeah.
I heard someone was in a service business. They said they moved a couch, and there was a bunch of toenail clippings under the couch.
Oh, stop it.
Right. It smelled cheesy, didn't it?
Dot. Okay. What's next?
I was using a friend's bathroom and I ran out of toilet paper. When I looked for a new roll under the sink, I was horrified to see a paper grocery bag full of used tampons.
No.
Okay, then.
I have nothing for that one.
I got
it. Stopped us all in our tracks.
Yes. No more carefree.
Wait, this one's funny. My friend's house featured a life-size cutout of his sister who was away at college, and every time I came over, they moved it to a different place.
Okay.
That's weird.
You have separation anxiety here?
That's weird.
It is.
But did she have cutouts of her family?
Right.
In college.
Yeah.
So she's not alone.
She did.
She ate with them in the dining hall.
Right. No, you can't sit here. It's my mom's seat.
Ma, eat. I said eat.
Wow.
Mom, I made this for you.
Right.
Okay. I'd want some confirmation that this daughter's still alive. I want to hear her voice on the phone.
Exactly right. Yeah, show me a picture.
I hate to say it. It sounds like an Antonelli thing.
Yeah, it does.
Like the cutout would be like a birthday party thing. It's like, it's funny. And then they just keep it.
Right.
And just move it around the house.
Yep. You guys are weird.
Nick in Westport.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So, I basically was called to a an elderly couple's house to fix some computer issues, and we ended up having to go reset the modem.
Just keep talking into the mouthpiece. We could hear you good when you do that.
Sorry, buddy. And they said it was in the quote-unquote party room. Brought me down to this room. There seemed to be nothing in it. I curiously asked a question why there was nothing in it. So the husband proceeded to show me that it really was a party room. Poker tables came down from the ceiling, pool table.
Oh, James Bond.
Stripper poles. All 9 yards.
Wow.
Stripper poles.
Wow. Where did the stripper poles come from? Out of the floor?
Out of the ceiling.
I was going to say,
everything out of the ceiling.
I'd be like, don't be standing in one spot when it comes up.
Yeah, I'd want the poles to come up out of the floor just to see what happens.
Right.
Wow.
Don't slip and fall.
Exactly right.
Wow.
What happened? Get pole in the butt.
That's an ex.
I was just kind of taken back. I mean, this is a couple in maybe their early 70s.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Wow. Oh, man.
That makes it even better.
That was the Swinger City.
That was an easy access stripper pole, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. They have in the bathroom, too.
Wow. Beth, how much money do you have when you're like, yeah, let's have just stuff come down from the ceiling, party room, press a button, right. It all comes down.
That was that's a kid's inheritance.
Awesome.
Right.
They definitely have a Ferrari in their living room.
They do.
Yeah.
They
or
do.
They're like, pah.
Exactly.
Ferrari in a living room. Come Watch on. This. We got a stripper pole coming out of the ceiling.
Exactly. Come on.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.